The Gemara in Tanis Daf Zayin Amud Aleph brings down that ain't the return is skyman ela b'mishudaito shvela. The return only have a kiyum by someone who has dash shvela, someone who is an anab, someone who has a nevus. In order for a tari to have kiyum, it's not enough to have a good head, but you need to have midas tavas. You have to be a person who is an anab. And there's a fascinating thing which the Chida writes in the Shem HaGedolim. He says he has a Kabbalah from this Kenim Shebedar that in the Dar of the Beis Yosef, it was decided in Shemayim that Klal Yisrael needs a new Sefer. They need a Shulchan Aruch. They need a Sefer. They'll be malakit all their dinim together, show them a Kairos. That was something that was needed by Klal Yisrael at that point. And he writes that there are three people, three Rabbanim, who were right to write such a Sefer, to write the Shulchan Aruch. They're on the Madrega of being enough of a Talmud Chacham to write a Shulchan Aruch. And all these three people happened to be named Yosef. One of them was Yosef Kara, the Beis Yosef. The other one was the Maribal, the Mari Ben Lev, from the Gedali Hadar at that Kufa. And the other one was Rabbi Yosef Tiatzik, who was another one of the great Swadish Gedalim at that Kufa. And he says that each one of them is right to write the Shulchan Aruch. Why was the Beis Yosef chosen to be the one to write it? And he says that they were maskim in Hashemayim that he should do it, but Tinas and Das are Mar and HaKadosh, why mitnei anvasanusa hayosera? Because of his great anivas, kasha nira misrav HaKadoshim, like you'd see from his svarim. And this is mamash what the Gemara is saying over here, that to be able to have kiyum for your tire, it's not enough to be a great Talmud Chacham, but you need to have anivas, and avada they were all anavim, but Rabbi Yosef Kara was mitzdayin b'yoser in the mid of anivas, and because of that, he was zeichet to be the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He's the one who wrote the Sefer, that Klai Sol is shaysim midvar and relies on him ad hayom hazeh. This is really what you see in the Gemara in Erevan, and Dafi Gimel, the Gemara says that even though Bishamah was mechadad itfei, they were sharper than Beiselo, but we pass them like Beiselo. Why? Because Beiselo were noichim v'aluvim zel hazeh. They had a certain anivas, they had a shiflus of their das, and a person is an anav, it allows the Vitar to have kiyum, there's less of him, less of his guf, he's not there, he does not machshim himself, and it's easier for the Tari to be niklat. There's also an inyan of being mevatar your das to your rebbeim and to be connecting to the Messiah. That is the beer and this idea of ein divatar miskayman ela b'misha daita shefela.